for your size, swing, and ability. Custom fitting isn't just for the pros. In fact, custom fitting golf clubs will actually benefit the amateur golfer more. So take some advice from Austed's, a Golf Digest Top 100 fitter, and book an appointment to get fit today. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Test your skills in the Red, White, and Blue Best Shot. This four-person Best Shot will be held at Amana Colonies Golf Club on Thursday, July 4th. Tee times are available throughout the day. 18 holes of championship golf, cart, practice balls, course contest, prizes, and lunch for just $49 plus tax. The event is flighted, and payouts are based on the size of the fields. Winners receive ACGC gift cards. Get your team together and call the golf shop to sign up at 319-622-6222.
It's a Major League Baseball 4th of July doubleheader. First, the Pirates face the Cubs, then the Braves face the Phillies.
Thursday afternoon, starting at 2:30 here on the Gym. Keen GYL.
It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, talking local and national golf from the first tee to the 19th hole. Here are Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Rick Swann.
All assembled and ready to go. It is Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on KGYM for this Wednesday, July the 3rd. We welcome you in. And big thanks to all the great sponsors, including Amana Colonies Golf Club, St. Andrews Golf Club, Austed's Golf, Cedar Rapids, Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside. Couldn't do it without those great folks as we get ready to talk golf with you. Should let you know, a little bit of rain. Rick came in, and of course he said, there's rain out there.
Yeah.
I gotta keep an eye on it. So you're keeping an eye on the radar, correct?
I can feel it in my knee. And I can see it out the window.
Oh, okay. Very good. To the south, Iowa City right now getting a pretty good shower. Nothing severe at the present time, and it's moving to the north and slightly to the northeast. So could see some rain moving through Lynn County, definitely Johnson County. In the probably southern and eastern portion of Lynn County right now, and a little bit behind it as well. So if anything does turn severe, we'll certainly let you know about it right here on KGYM. Going to start things off talking about the Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Tournament coming up on Monday. And Pat Cobb, kind enough to join us here in studio once again. And first thing you said was, get this rain out of here before Monday, right?
Absolutely. We don't need rain on Monday.
Welcome in, and like I said, I cannot believe it's already been 9 years.
It is amazing. The years seem to go by, as I get older, they go by faster and faster. And we're looking forward to getting this year in the record books and start planning for number 10, because we think we'll just maybe do something a little bit even more special for the for the 10th anniversary event. So we're starting to think a little bit about that. We're going to give ourselves 2 days off after the tournament, and then we'll get started on the 10th anniversary.
Pat, you've always been kind enough to bring us a surprise, whether it's the claret jug that Zach Johnson awesome. Won or a surprise entry in the field. Well, what about this year?
Just for you guys. Okay. Just for you guys. We have one that may be a familiar name to some folks around Iowa. Got a fellow named Nick Nurse who has committed to come in and play on Monday, and we're just thrilled to have him here. He's a pretty hot commodity right now, kind of making the rounds of Iowa and celebrating the NBA championship, and looking forward to meeting him and getting to know him a little bit on Sunday.
So that'll be awesome.
Yeah, he's a real good get for us.
Very good.
Can we get some of the particulars just so we get him out there, times and all of that, and how people can get in and out of the event.
Right. The first thing, they will need a ticket to get in. The tickets are available at all the Hy-Vee stores in the corridor, the grocery stores, and the drug stores. The tickets are free, but you will need a ticket to get on the grounds at Elm Crest, and we ask that you pick those up before the day of the event. Parking is available at Mount Mercy University and at Kennedy High School. Buses will be running, and the gates open at 8 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, we'll have what we're calling a public clinic, which will be a little more special this year than it has been in the past. We have a new scholarship program that we're going to roll out at the clinic this year, which is sponsored by our friends at RSM. And it's going to be something that's going to make a big difference in the lives of a lot of kids for a long time to come. We're going to have a shot at the kids are going to pick a pro to take two shots for them, and we'll be very good for the kids if they're managed to do it, and maybe a lot of pressure on the pro to say, you got to hit it in this 10-foot circle here. So they say those guys are good. So we'll see how they do and see who gets picked. We'll do a shotgun start at 10:15 and hope to have everything done and be at the scoreboard by 3:45 in the afternoon. Going to have 80 degrees, sunshine, a little wind, and things should be good.
Ideal.
I like how you can forecast the weather. If you can do that, then more power to you if it comes. So Nick Nurse will be there, and I know Zach's lined up a very good group of his professional golfers out there and contemporaries on the PGA Tour that's coming.
Yeah, he's got another fine list of guys, guys whose names we've heard before and guys that that we haven't heard. And I always love to tell the story of the first time Tony Finau came in. Nobody had any idea who that kid is and who was, and is one of the top 10 of the world at this point in time, and a great young man. But Bryson DeChambeau has created a little bit of a stir. We're going to have him here for the first time this year. Jason Duffner is going to be back Duffnering when when he's not playing golf, but he'll be there. Lucas Glover, another major champion that won the U.S. Open a couple of years ago, will be back. J.T. Poston, who was in the last group on Sunday in Detroit last week, is going to be here. Patrick Rogers, Kyle Stanley will be back. They've been here before, as has Trey Mullinex. Keith Mitchell, who came in last year and was one of those who guys and has since won on the PGA Tour, and another of the fine young guys. That's the thing we get with Zach, is really, really good guys coming in to play.
Well, let's be clear, Pat. Zach does this personally, goes around to the pros, his friends. I suppose he gets some rejection. Is that the way it works?
It absolutely is. He asks each one of these guys to come in and spend a couple of days, actually, by the time they get here late Sunday, and they're here Monday, and then head on out to most of them go to the John Deere on Monday afternoon. And it's a couple of days out of their life to get here and spend the time and to move on. And they're terrific guys, but every one of these guys, Zach asks, and in many cases, he will go back when they have events and play in their event as well. So it's a wonderful group of people that work really well together and are happy to help. But it's a big commitment for them to come in and spend a day with us in Cedar Rapids.
Usually, too, because the gala, of course, is Sunday night.
Yes.
And that's equally as big.
Yep. It we'll have about 800 folks there for a little dinner and entertainment. We'll talk a lot about our Kids on Course program that is rolling along so very well this summer. The summer program has started. Our Kids on Course University is up and running, and we have about 800 kids enrolled in that. And they're making a difference. The kids are learning to read. Their math scores are improving, and the process is working very, very well.
Well, I suppose some of these kids that started 9 years ago have graduated or are going to graduate here pretty soon.
Our first kids were second graders when we got them. They're going in to be sophomores in high school this year. One of those people, a young lady who started with us in second grade, is going to speak at the gala this year.
Oh, terrific.
Which is a courageous thing to do. When I was a sophomore in high school, I'm not sure I could talk to 8 people, let alone 800 out there staring back at her. But very poised young woman who has a great story to tell and we'll talk a lot about what Kids on Course means to her and what it means to the kids that are enrolled in the program.
Well, that's terrific. That's terrific. Pat Cobb joining us here, talking about the Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Classic on Monday at Elmcrest. And we heard about the PGA Pros. You mentioned Coach Nurse from the world champion Toronto Raptors will be there. And I know there'll be some celebrities that will also be on the fairways on Monday.
Indeed. Carlton's coming back. Alfonso Ribeiro, our friend.
If there's a golf course, he will find it.
He will. Yeah, he loves to come back and join us, and he's just a treat to have around. Philip Phillips, who won American Idol in 2012, and has since gone on to a wonderful recording program, and is a personal favorite of Kim Johnson. She thinks he's the greatest entertainer of all time. So Kim, I think, had something to do with getting him to join us. Eric Paisley, a country singer and songwriter who's of some acclaim. Ben Higgins, a guy that won The Bachelor a few years ago, is going to come back and join us again. So got a good group coming in. Sadly, we had Chad Greenway lined up, and he's had some family issue come up, and he's not going to be able to join us this year, but he said he'll do everything he can to come back next year. So he was a real headliner for us, and I think maybe Nick would have bumped him out as the top guy, but he's been a top. He's going to knock a lot of people out at this point in time, I think.
Could
so,
be.
Yeah, we got a great group coming in. There'll be 28 teams of golfers out there on the golf course, and should be able to see some good golf.
And we've all been to the tournament, but for those who want to go for the first time, you pretty much can have the run of Elmcrest and roam around and follow Zach for a couple holes and go to the, you know, wherever. And there's a lot of people out there to direct you to different parts of the course.
Yeah, we're blessed. We have about 400 volunteers that that come out and work the day of the event and direct people and keep them out of danger's way. But getting them close to the players and interacting with the players, the kids can come out. Autographs are very available, and most of these guys, as between shots as they're walking down the fairway, will go over by the ropes and sign autographs for the kids. They're just terrific about doing that. We'll have some special areas for the kids to go and get autographs. Some of our sponsors have given us hats, which the kids can pick up that day and get signed if they like.
That, nice.
Might just have a Z embroidered on them.
And Larry will have the course looking great, I know, out there.
Yeah, Elmcrest is in terrific shape. A year ago, we had some significant problems with our greens. The greens are back. The golf course is in terrific shape, and people will enjoy coming out and just walking through the beauty of the golf course, I think.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to you and the board, Pat and Zach and Kim and everybody involved, because looking back to that first tournament, which I attended, I think Scott did too,
yeah.
Wow, this is something else. And then 9 years later, it's just perpetuated itself.
We're blessed in this community to have great sponsors that come back year after year, that believe in what we're doing for the kids, and they open their wallets and help us. Last year we raised about $1,300,000. We're hoping to surpass that again, set another record this year, so we've got another big target out there for the following year.
Do you get to count that, Pat?
No, they don't let me touch the money.
Well, you know, and through 9 years, you guys are approaching $10
million. $10 million, yeah. We'll be very, very close to it if we don't surpass it this year. So
that'll be a monumental thing.
Yes, that's for sure. And the beauty of it is it all comes back into the community, into the hard work we're doing with the kids. None of it leaves, and it really works, and the program is working.
Really is. And then hopefully that will it'll bounce some of those guys to a good week if they're staying around in the Quad Cities for the John Deere.
Michael Kim was here last year and
won
the John Deere and won it. So, yeah, he Michael's become one of our biggest fans. He's probably easy to get back.
Yeah, and I know this is a big week for Zach being back home for the gala. A lot of things he's got to do, stretching him in about a million different directions, but then he goes over and has the same thing happen at TPC Deer Run, because obviously he's on the board over there and former winner and so many things he's got going over there. So it's a labor of love, I know, for him.
It is, and you know, he's not he would tell you he's not had a good year at all, and he's working really hard on his golf game, and fully intends to be there when they start the FedEx Cup in a few weeks, and he's got a little work to do to make it into the top 125. He's just not quite there yet, so. So hopefully that putter will behave itself and find a way to get the ball in the hole just a little bit quicker. But he's not a guy that's going to give up. He'll be around for a long, long time yet.
No. He'll be right there. And hey, you never know. Larry might get together with him for 5 minutes or something, and something might click, and away you go.
Who knows? Let's hope that the John Deere and the British boat, it'd be a pretty good 2 weeks. And when that happens, I'll bring the claret jug back
next year.
Nice.
Very good. We look forward to that. So, again, all the things that people need to know to come out for Monday, where they can get tickets and the times.
Tickets at the Hy-Vee stores. Pick them up ahead of time. The gates will open at 8 o'clock. The public clinic is at 9 on the north end of the driving range. And 10:15, we will have our start and come out, wander around through the golf course, and watch these guys, because these guys really are pretty good.
They are. Come out to the clinic. One of the neatest things is they come out and they break those glass.
That was amazing.
Panes
to watch
of glass.
Last year.
I don't know how they do it.
I don't
they're
either.
Really good. We do know that.
Well, I've broken glass before.
these are.
Was that your target?
Yeah.
These are the targets in the middle of the driving range.
Okay. They have fun doing it. And the first year we had them up there. Sarah
Brown.
Sarah Brown was the first one to hit a piece of glass. And it suddenly became easier for the guys to figure out a way to get the ball there.
As soon as one does it, it gets real competitive.
That's for sure. These guys do compete.
Because as soon as one does it, then they start telling the other guy next to him that he did it. Hey, look at that. And then, oh, I can do that. And then it gets fun. So good times had by all out there. So that'll be at 9 o'clock at Elmcrest on Monday. And Pat, we'll look forward to it. Always enjoy seeing you. And have a great, great tournament coming up on Monday and the gala on Sunday as well.
Thank you so much, and we really appreciate your support. Come on out, folks. We're going to have a good day.
Going to be good. 80 degrees, no wind, and
sunshine.
There you go. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
All right. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. Come back. Have more of Caddy Smack in the Gym Class right after this here on KGYM. Back after this. I said we've
got your game. We've all heard the joke, why do they call it golf? The answer? All the other four-letter words were taken. Hi, Dave Austed here. We hear those words when golfers airmail the green or duck hook the ball into the water. It could be a swing thing, or it could be your clubs aren't fit for your size, swing, and ability. Custom fitting isn't just for the pros. In fact, custom fitting golf clubs will actually benefit the amateur golfer more. So take some advice from Austed's, a Golf Digest Top 100 fitter, and book an appointment to get fit today. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat, working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Let Audible heat up your summer fun. With an unmatched selection of audio entertainment you can listen to anywhere, including exclusive Audible originals. Compelling stories, thrilling performances, and A-list celebrity talent make Audible originals must-listen events, like Stan Lee's Alliances, A Trick of Light, performed by actress Yara Shahidi. Get it only from Audible or choose a title perfect for your travel plans. Start a 30-day Audible trial and your first audiobook is on us at audible.com.
The weather's heating up, and at AutoZone, we have the Duralast batteries you can rely on to drive with confidence. They're proven tough, even in the most extreme conditions. That's because they're designed to improve performance and provide your ride with a powerful startup, which means you can count on them to deliver when you need it most. And they're available only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. With more than 5,600 locations nationwide, getting the job done just got easier. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track 12 months ending December 2018. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Guys Know More is better. So this month, Sport Clips Haircuts is thanking our clients with a Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's double the MVP experience for the price of a single. So after your fresh cut, we double your relaxing massaging shampoo and our legendary hot steam towel. You can even turn your hot towel into a refreshing chilled towel to get the MVP on ice. Instant Replay. It's the MVP on repeat. Download the Sport Clips app and check in online today.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace. Right now, buy one, get one 50% off on gallons of our top paint brands like Valspar, Clark & Kensington, and Magnolia Home Paint. And with our Ace Extra Mile promise, we'll help you get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the 4th of July sale at Ace. Buy one, get one 50% off our top paint brands. Now through Monday. Limit 2. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for details.
Hey, everybody, it's Chris Atterbury. Game 2 between the Twins and the A's coming up as we kick off a big holiday stretch of the week. It's a 7:30 pregame lineup card, 8:07 first pitch. Kyle Gibson seeks win number 9 as he opposes right-hander Mike Fiers. It's the Twins and the A's, Game 2. Join us right here on your home for Twins baseball.
On 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
A little bit of rain out there in eastern Iowa. Nothing severe at present time, but pretty good rain shower, Mark's been told of. In the Solon area, is that true, Mark?
Between here and Solon, yes.
And Brian, your golf course is getting wet right now.
I see that.
Sorry. Sorry for the folks out there on the golf course. Hopefully they got done before it started to rain out there. And it's moving to the northeast right now. Iowa City... about the Johnson-Lynn County border and should be approaching the southern half of Cedar Rapids here in the next few minutes or so. Keep that in mind. Nothing severe at the present time. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way for Wednesday here on KGYM. And Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Rick Swan in and out. Brian Haas with us here in studio once again. Good to see you.
Hello. Welcome to summer finally.
Yeah. Where was it? I don't know. It took a while to get here.
It just showed up.
It did. But that's kind of Iowa for you.
It is.
You just wait 30 minutes and the weather is going to change a little bit out there.
And it did.
And it did. And it did. And it will again. It will again. No doubt about that. If you have a question for Brian, always you are welcome to text it in, call it in, 319-366-1600, the Hurtine and Stocker Jeweler text line, as Hurtine and Stocker Jeweler is located on the Penn Mall in Iowa City. Wanted to start with the PGA Tour last week.
Okay.
Because it was a great story of the, what was it, one of the alternates getting in, last guy into the field in Detroit, brand new tournament up there at the Detroit Golf Club, ends up running away with the thing, almost a wire-to-wire victory. And this great backstory to this young man, and changes his life forever now.
It does. And really, you're seeing that. We're not seeing it every year, but we're seeing it a lot, you know, starting with Jordan Spieth and other players that have won, DeChambeau, you know, getting to basically skip the web dot and go right into the tour.
I just asked myself, how does that happen? You know what I mean, Rick? I mean, a guy who's never come close to winning in 32 previous events, won top 10, and we know about his personal tragedy, but even put that aside, and that was a big part of his life, this is a guy who sold real estate 6 years ago, and yes, he did win a couple web.com events,
right,
in recent years. Couple Latino America
Kern Ferry,
tour events.
By the way, Kern Ferry.
Corn Ferry.
Corn Ferry. Yeah. Corn Ferry. I'm sorry, Corn Ferry.
But it's out of nowhere. And the previous week, Ches Reavie, who hadn't won in 11 years, won again. I mean, capturing lightning in a bottle one day is one thing, but 4 days is something else.
Golf's a mean game. That's all I can say about it. It is one of the most cruel sports that we play and love. And, you know, you think about the game itself in general, when you're finishing up your round, you hit one great shot on the way and maybe you rolled in the last putt. And that's all it takes for you to come back. Mm-hmm. And in their world, it's very similar. All it takes is for them to say, ooh, I found it again. And all of a sudden they're right back on top again. It's a weird game that way, and just the same, it can go away just as fast as it arrived.
But what impressed me was is the mental, at least outwardly, the way he handled it mentally, because he goes into the fourth round with a big lead,
right?
Never having been in that spot before, and all he did was stripe it off the tee, and greens. I mean,
yeah, we've seen that a couple times this year, you know, mm-hmm. where a guy that hadn't won much. Has gone in on Friday and just had the mental fortitude to get it done, you know.
Right. And it's just a change in focus. It's a change in focus. It's a change in what they're doing on a daily basis. And something clicked, and he was able to maintain that all the way through.
And you got guys, pretty good names, and they're shooting, you know, 6-7 under out there at this place. Which is, so he couldn't just sit back, hit middle of greens, and take pars.
He had to play golf.
He had to go out and get birdies.
Right.
So that was, I think, what made it even more remarkable and spectacular. So who knows what's going to happen now because you got guys winning that are alternates. You've got very good top 10 players. They're all going to be heading off to the Open Championship. We're in Minneapolis this week. Another brand new tour stop. It was a Champions Tour event. Now it's a regular tour event. So that's going to be interesting to see how they play up there.
Right.
That probably speaks to the state of the game, though, doesn't it, Brian? We have a lot of good players that are out there on
tour. There's a lot
of
good players. And, you know, we got to go back a ways to find an alternate that won, but John Daly got there the same way.
Absolutely.
At the PGA back in, what was it, 91-ish?
Ish, yeah. I feel like Payne Stewart won in 91 as well. That was open, wasn't it, the U.S. Open?
I think so. Yeah. I think so, yeah. Got to go back a ways, but there have been a few alternates that have won over the years, but not too many.
319-366-1600, our Hurtine and Stocker Jeweler text line. If you have a question for Brian, we've got a couple lined up here, Brian, but I want to ask you if your place, Blue Top Ridge, survived the Iowa wrestling golf outing. By the way, happy birthday to our friend Mark Ironside.
Happy birthday, yeah, Mark.
Happy birthday, Mark. Yes, it did. In fact, Coach Tom gave them all a nice brief speech beforehand and said, behave out there.
You didn't prompt him, did you?
I did not. Yeah. Okay. It got me to chuckle for sure. And his audience, you know, they're like, yes, coach, we will behave today. So yes, they were great. It was a great event. And we thank them for coming, and I know they appreciate our support for their program, the Hawkeye Wrestling Club, and it is a lot of fun having them out there.
And you had Vital's group out there too.
The week previous, yeah.
The big event.
Our Give Foundation event was actually last week, and then the week before that was the Dick Vital event. Yeah, Jimmy V.
You've had a lot you've had a lot of big events out there.
Yeah, all for charity and Dick Vital and the Jimmy V is for cancer. As you all know, Dickie V was in town and did a great job. And if you ever get an opportunity to hear him speak, it's phenomenal. And then we had our Give Foundation, our Golf for Injured Veterans, which is our foundation at the resort. And we generate the dollars to teach and allow all of our veterans from our VA hospitals here in Iowa City and Des Moines and up in the Sioux Falls area. An opportunity to learn and play and reconnect with the game if they played previously or start out, you know, at a later time in life.
Mm-hmm. How's your game, Rick?
It's okay. It's all right. I haven't been out as much this year as I'd like to.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's all of us. I'm
driving the ball well. It's everything 20 yards in, 50 yards in, you know, whatever.
That's golf.
Yeah.
We do have a text, 2142, for you, Brian. This person used to be a baseball player. I still have problems slicing the ball because I think I bring my forearms too much forward. Does that make sense, or what is the proper fix?
Trying to go to right field?
Forearms too far forward. I have to think about that. So, yeah, and really, if you think about baseball today, TrackMan has changed baseball as well. You know, no longer are baseball players getting that elbow way up high, you know, by their right ear if they're a right-handed batter. They're changing that whole aspect of it. So golf is the same way. TrackMan has changed that. Getting your forearms to work down the line. If you really think about a player that's slicing the ball is probably swinging across their plane. So if you're right-handed, you're swinging to the left. And if you grab a basketball, for instance, and get in a golf position like you're holding a golf club, put your hands up above your head and throw it underhanded toward your target. Start working your hands toward the target, and that'll usually correct it. And then after that, if the ball's still moving, then it's probably your grip. So if you take a ball that's, you know, a little bit larger like a basketball and throw that underhanded like you would swing a golf club, start throwing that ball at the target, and once you get your arms moving in that direction, grab the golf club and try it with the club in your hands.
Well, I remember having played baseball, the first thing you have to do when you go to the golf course is change your grip, because quite likely a baseball grip is not going to work too well for you.
Right. Your hands tend to work against each other in a baseball bat grip. Correct.
Yeah, and the plane of the swing in baseball and golf are totally different, are they not?
Correct. You're going to swing parallel or sometimes even up at a baseball. And golf, we want to hit down. That's what makes the ball go up.
Mm-hmm. Especially nowadays in baseball with launch angles and things like that.
Yeah, they're using TrackMan the same way golf is.
Like you said, it used to be, the Joe Morgan, you got your elbow way up in the air, and now it's, you got to get it down.
Yeah, the way we used to teach golfers is not necessarily correct, you know, from pre-TrackMan days, and now the way baseball players are hitting the baseball is different.
You give a lot of lessons and have sessions in your facility, Brian, for, let's say, a double-digit handicappers. What's the most common problem?
It's the swinging left. It was very, very common. I see it a lot. They'll get in the video system where we have cameras that wrap completely around the player, then over their head. And when you look at that overhead view, which a lot of players don't ever get to see, you can see the club exiting pretty hard left. And then TrackMan adds that other element that it actually tracks your hands and it tracks the club and then it tracks the club face. And so we can truly see by degree how far you're moving that club in whatever direction. So just like anything, just like throwing a baseball to the catcher, we want that arm motion going to the target as much as we can.
You don't need our endorsement, but I remember being in your facility and Brian says, "Mark, you're moving your head." I said, "No, I'm not."
Here it is.
He points to the screen. Sure enough.
Yeah.
I was going forward a little bit, I think.
I've seen that the last few days, too. And a lot of players, their heads actually move backwards and away from the target. So their head will move backwards from the ball and then away from the target as well. And if you tried to throw a ball that way, it'd be very difficult. And if you tried to shoot a free throw that way, you'd hit the front of the rim all the time. And it's moving toward the ball and toward the target is what a lot of players have to work at.
How important is a straight left arm?
Not important at all.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, not important at all. You'll find if you go through video of the top 10 players, just pick the top 10 players on tour, you're going to see probably 9 different arm positions, if not 8. You know, it's going to be somewhere in that range. It'll be the majority of them. There are no two swings alike. And so you will find one straight arm in that group, and you're going to find 9 others that are similar and different and all over the place. Yep. But all good golf swings.
Mm-hmm.
319-366-1600. If you have a question for Brian about your golf game and how to fix it, et cetera, and we'll take your questions via the phone lines or the text line again at 319-366-1600. Everything going well, getting ready for the Iowa Open?
Iowa Open coming up, yes. So we have another foundation event. We have the Andy Mearden Memorial for the Pro-Am just before. So we're getting ready for that. And then the Iowa Open. So we're adding to that this year, for the first time ever, the Iowa Junior Open.
Okay.
Yeah, so they are going to play on the final round on Sunday is going to be their opening round behind the Iowa Open.
Oh, wow.
So then they'll play Sunday and Monday. So we're adding a new event to the Iowa Open, and it's the Iowa Junior Open.
So the now and the future.
Exactly.
As far as golf is concerned.
Yeah.
So that's a good idea, I think, for the Iowa PGA.
It's a lot of fun, and I think it's a great addition because for us as a golf course, as we're finishing up, you know, the golf course is already full of the Iowa Open. So to get them started on that Sunday is not that big of a deal. And it'll be exciting for those kids to see the golf professionals and the top amateurs playing in the Iowa Open come in, you know, as they're finishing their event or starting their event. And then when they come in, the Iowa Open will be finished. They'll get to see the trophy presentation, and then theirs will be the following day.
Right.
In about a month, I presume, Brian, gambling is going to be legalized in Iowa, and I know Riverside is going to have a facility to do so. Is golf and gambling mutually exclusive, or does it benefit each other in any way?
I think it'll be very interesting. We have weekly meetings about sports gaming that's coming up, and it's going to be a fun, different form of gambling for everybody. You know, a lot of people bet on a game anyway. For instance, like the Sox game that's on now, I'm sure people have bets on it. So now it's going to be legal. It's going to be kiosk driven, and there will be windows just so you can have the human touch at a casino. But it'll probably be mostly on an app.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever you go, so for instance, we'd love you to come down to Riverside Casino and Golf Resort and sign up and use our app. But that will be your home casino that you'll game out of. So golf will be a part of that. You'll see many sports in that. Each facility is going to be able to choose what they want to use and not use. You know, they may not do cricket or something like that. They may use cricket, and they may have other sports in the world that I'm not aware of that you can gamble on. But I think the big part is you're going to see that all start happening in August. And you're going to be able to really, at that point, bet on college football. NFL gets started or gets rolling, you know, somewhere near that time frame as well. And then toward the end of baseball, you're going to get the end of the baseball season.
You're still on your own for the $20 NASA at Blue Top Ridge, though, right?
Has
nothing to do with it.
There's no gambling at Blue Top Ridge.
Or at Bushwood.
Or Bushwood, that's right.
Any of those places. Well, it's interesting because every year you read when you go to the Open Championship, and that's a couple weeks away. In fact, the It'll be, we will have our next Caddy Smack the day prior to the first day of the Open Championship. Actually, at night will be the Open Championship, overnight. Right. It gets complicated when you start talking about, you know, time zone differences and
golf's
going
to be a lot harder to gamble on, I think, because your odds when you look at them, you're going to have to go for maybe not the favorite. Because
right.
in order to make any money out of it, you're going to have to put $10,000 down to make 11. You know, that sort of thing.
Oh.
And yeah.
Is that all?
Yeah. Right. and so I think your odds are going to be a little rougher. Where you're going to do well is, for instance, the gentleman put the bet down on Tiger for the Masters.
Right.
You know, when the odds are a little bit higher like that and it's not as likely of a pick, I think that's where golf will have its place in sports gaming in Iowa.
Couple more texts for you, Brian, in terms of the swing in the game. One related to baseball again. This person at 2139 has a baseball grip. Should I change the grip as a 30-some-year-old having played this way since high school? Are there any tips or tricks to help correct a slice?
So believe it or not, right. So odds are your hands are working against you when you have a baseball grip, and meaning you have 10 fingers on the grip. It doesn't mean you have a bad grip because there are actually tour players that have a 10-finger grip. And there's not many, but there's a couple out there. And some of them will tell you when they're struggling, they will go back to their 10-finger grip just to get themselves out of it for whatever reason. So the main thing about a grip is if you're a right-handed player, the back of your left hand needs to be square to the target at impact. And so how you set that hand on the grip is very important. Same way with your right hand, your palm of your right hand goes toward the target. And how you set that hand on the grip is important. So they need to work together. And the best way for them to work together is either in an overlap or an interlocking grip. And as soon as you separate your two hands, your odds of them working against each other are a little bit higher. It doesn't mean it won't work because it has worked in the past. But you have to be really careful about your two hands working together. Back to the slice part, more of the times than not, that's the player's path, and they struggle with their grip. And so they got to get that club heading down the target line.
7628 wants to know the relationship between my hips and shoulders on the downswing. Should there be separation, or do they clear together as one unit?
So there's it's called the kinematic sequence of the swing.
Ooh, that's, I like that.
There I like
go.
That.
Right.
Say
that
again.
Write that down. Right. Kinematic sequence of the swing.
All
so
right.
Think of a horse race. We're back to gaming again. So in a horse race, you want win, place, show, and so forth. And so it comes in order. Your hips have to come first, but you don't want them to come flying through in a huge win. We want them to come in head to head to head to head, you know, one right after the other. So, and think of a horse race. So I need your hips to come through first, then your torso, then your arms, then the club in that order. So if one of those is out of order, and it's a lot of times you can just see that on video, but you can also get that measured as well. But most of the time for an average player, it's visual and you can actually see it. But we need your hips to come first, your torso, your arms, and the club, and they're somewhat close to each other, one right after the other. And when one's out of sequence, that's when you start seeing over the top and some different moves that you make with the golf club.
Yeah.
Boy, and don't think about that too much while you're swinging because you're going to hurt somebody.
Yeah. Right. So more times than not, more players' hips win the race, and they just need to slow their belt buckle down.
True. We need to take a quick break. We'll come back and have a few more minutes here with Brian and Caddy Smack on the Gym Class for this Wednesday, July the 3rd. Stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck because putting more towards your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's is here to help with July 4th savings, like $45 off 5-gallon pails and $15 off gallon cans via Lowe's gift card rebate when you buy select interior and exterior paint and stain. and get up to 40% off select appliance special values, like a Whirlpool refrigerator was $13.99 and is now just $9.99. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/10, U.S. only.
This is the moment we wait for all year long. Summer. There's tennis to play, races to catch, baseball games to soak up, and softball leagues to win. Make sure you always get where you need to be with Pennzoil Synthetic Motor Oil. It's the first motor oil made from natural gas. That's right, motor oil made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection for an unbeatable summer. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace, the perfect time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Right now, get free assembly and free delivery on our top grill brands and accessories, $3.99 and up, from our store right to your door. Don't miss the 4th of July sale, now through Monday, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Baseball 4th of July doubleheader. First, the Pirates face the Cubs. Then the Braves face the Phillies.
Thursday afternoon, starting at 2:30 here on the Gym. Keen GYL.
Back with you, Caddy Smack in the Gym class for about five more minutes on this Wednesday. Want to remind you that while you are enjoying the 4th of July holiday, there is no delay for the city of Cedar Rapids garbage. Get in the know and get enrolled in crnewsnow.com. So put your garbage out tonight if it is your normal garbage collection day. Your normal garbage collection day, Rick?
Friday.
Friday.
But that's good news for me. Uh-huh. I mean, good to know that.
Mine is tonight going into tomorrow.
Yep.
So, yeah. Keep that in mind out there. 319-366-1600. A little more time if you want to get in the last second question for Brian out there. We'd love to hear from you at 319-366-1600. And we'll have the John Deere before we reconvene once again. So it's always good to get over to TPC Deer Run.
And exciting.
You'll have we have a local playing there this year from the
I haven't had a chance to look at the yes, we always have our section champion.
Right.
And honestly, I don't recall who it was this year. That's terrible.
They'll be playing, though.
Right.
Go root them on there at Quad Cities.
Yes.
What a fun event.
Oh, it is.
Been there so many times. It's just well run, and it's a beautiful course to walk.
It is. You know? And I'm really hoping we don't get a lot of rain because it does hold water. So, and I like to see it play a little firmer and faster. Mm. And
which is what everybody wants.
Yeah, I want to see him score. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should mention one of the best players in the section, Sean McCarty, down there at Brown Deer. Broke the course record in a man of colonies.
Wow. Yeah.
Within the last week or two, 62.
I did not know that. That's tremendous.
That is amazing.
Our section championship is being played at Amana this year, so I know they're playing a lot of their matches, so the Iowa PGA match play. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the golf professionals say, let's play our match over at Amana so they can get their practice rounds in for our section championship, which the winner gets to play in the John Deere next year.
Two birds with one stone.
That's right.
Right there in that situation. Yeah, and then we'll get into the Open Championship, and that's going to be interesting because it's at Port Rush, which is not hosted for some 60 years
right,
or something
and
like
it's
that.
It's Rory's home golf course.
Yeah. A little extra pressure on Rory?
May have to go back to Rory.
I know who Rick's picking.
I went away from him last major, but I might have to go back this time.
Do you think he knows where to hit it?
I think he does.
Or not to hit it?
Right.
I want to ask you that. Is it better to concentrate on where you should hit it or not where you should not hit it?
When it's your golf course, you just know where to hit it. And the hard part for me playing like in our Iowa Open is not having fun and allowing myself to cut some corners that I do when I'm enjoying myself playing golf. And I know where I'm supposed to hit it on Blue Top Ridge. And so I have to change my thought to where you're supposed to hit it.
Right.
To where, you know, I know I can hit it when I'm having fun. And, you know, that's 5 out of 10 balls. It's not all 10.
You hear him say all the time, you have to know where your miss is. So if you don't know the course that well, Does that mean you just you walk it? You know that you have a place where you can bail out over here, and you aim towards that, away from the pin, maybe?
Yes, and a great example is Coach Tyler at the University of Iowa and I were talking about Tyler Stith about the percentages of players and where they're hitting them on the greens on tour, and it is the middle of the green,
yeah,
believe it or not, and obviously they're not playing exactly 3-3 and 3-3, meaning on each nine. Three front, three middle, three back, or three easy, three medium, three hard. That's not necessarily the way they set it up like a golf course would on a daily basis, but some of that is true. And some of those pins are a little more accessible than others, so you just have to be patient and find those accessible pins. Well, on tour, when you look at the leading players, they are hitting the middle of the green more than they're not. Mm-hmm. And that's what the average player could really learn from a tour player is they're really not pin hunting like you think they are. We're just watching that on television.
Yeah. And I tried that over the weekend, not to be quite as aggressive and take maybe these, I don't want to say the safer way, but the way that, okay, worst you're going to do is make a par.
Right.
You can make a birdie if you make a 25-footer or something like that. But right. If you go over the water on a straight line to get this and you're off a little bit, then you're bringing 6, 7, 8 into the equation. So
exactly. And really look at it this way. There will be pins that are accessible, and you just have to wait for those.
Yep.
And the rest of them, you should really be knocking that ball in the middle of the green. That's really the way the tour players play. And when you hear
patience, Rick.
Yes, when you hear those low rounds, you know, they're on it that day and they're feeling it. But right. They're not necessarily going exactly at those cornered pins, but the ones that are a little bit more in play, they'll take it and they'll miss them on the fatter side of that pin, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Brian, enjoyed it as always, and we'll see you again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, thank you.
And get out and play, everybody. That's our advice to everybody.
Summer is here.
Summer is here. Get out and enjoy it. Baseball coming up tonight. We're off tomorrow. Back with you on Friday. We'll tweet out our topic for Friday. We'll do that coming up probably Thursday evening, Friday morning right there. Have a very safe and enjoyable 4th, guys. Thanks for listening in.
Well, you as well. I'm not going to eat as many hot dogs as chestnuts. So.
No, right. Not going to do that.
I'm going for those brats for sure.
We'll talk to you on Friday.
KGYM Cedar Rapids.